As we head into a scorching summer, many of us will be trying to find any way we can to cool off. The Royal Life Saving Society has reported a 10% rise in drownings in rivers and at beaches over the past year. Those on the front line are concerned that things will only get worse as temperatures rise. Caroline Winter reports.
Andrew and his two boys come to the river a few times a year, and this stretch of the Murray near Manham, east of Adelaide, is a hot spot over summer.
I enjoy skiing and river water sports, kind of new to me, so I think I'm probably trying to get my kids to have a go as well.
Oh my God, that's free!
While his sons are confident swimmers, Andrew says he doesn't take any chances.
It's mainly the hidden danger under the water because you can't see the bottom. So whenever they're around the water, first thing, life jacket on.
His vigilance is understandable and the figures show it's also justifiable. 276 people drowned in the last financial year, according to the Royal Life Saving Society, a 10% increase from the previous financial year. 26% of people drowned at the beach in 2018-19 and 11% in pools, with smaller numbers in the ocean and around rocks, lakes and in baths. But it was in rivers and creeks where a third of all drownings occurred. Andrew's not surprised.
I guess like that's the problem, is you just don't know what's in there.
It has been a challenging time for surf life saving, and last year in particular with the raise and increase of people drowning.
Damien Marangong is CEO of Surf Life Saving SA. With record high temperatures expected across the country this summer and more people looking to cool off, he says volunteers are on alert.
Just how do we make sure that we're providing the right services at the right place at the right time?
At the Glenelg Breakwater along Adelaide's coast, a sign warning of waves and currents serves as a stark reminder of the young lives lost there in recent years. Two were 11-year-old migrant boys, the third a 15-year-old girl visiting from India. Swimming programs have sprung up nationally for migrants and for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. 143 Indigenous Australians have drowned in the 10 years to 2018.
Most communities, they haven't seen water or don't understand water.
Bianca Parker from Surf Life Saving SA visits the APY lands in South Australia's north twice a year, teaching survival strokes and beach safety to primary school kids and adults, training that continues when they come to Adelaide for high school.
We have the wheelchair program, which then they can actually get accredited training to take back to the lands to help their friends learn how to swim and how to look after each other.
Bianca Parker from Surf Life Saving SA, ending that report from Caroline Winter.